was originally approved as an extension to the parcel to the south. The access to the parcel is, has access to a private right-of-way, which has already received its maximum number of parcels that can be created. That's why it's here.
Okay, then. Yes, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Commissioner. My name's Eric Howard. I'm here on behalf of the applicant.
Mr. Howard, I don't believe you're a frequent flyer here.
I'm not a frequent flyer.
And I think we need to have your bar number to put on our record.
I know it off the top of my head, 2066.
Okay.
They should stencil it across our forehead.
Counsel, will you make a note of that, please, and enter it in the record so we won't have to ask him that anymore? All right, sir, go ahead.
Thank you.
Notice how every lawyer in Sussex County now knows what their bar number is?
I don't carry my bar card with me, though, when I, because around here you don't need it. When you go upstate, you go to go into the courthouse with your cell phone, they ask you for your card. And
we make Mr. Fuquay present his, but that's the only one.
Mr. Wheatley, this is, as Mr. Lank described, this 5.7-acre parcel came out of a large parcel that Mr. Hurdle had, and because its access off to Johnson Road, County Road 47, is a private right-of-way, it was made an extension of lands that Mr. Nowakowski already owned to the south. So actually, it's not being subdivided at this point off of the 62 acres. It's being subdivided off of an approximately 13-acre parcel, which would go put that parcel, which it was added on to, back to an approximately 7.5-acre parcel that it had been, and this would be a standalone 5.7-acre parcel. And the reason, as Mr. Lank said, the reason we need to ask for your approval is because it's served by a private unimproved road. Mr. Nowakowski is here to testify. He's already using this road. It's not creating a new use of the road. Mr. Hurdle has already granted his consent to the use of this private road, and it's being used. What we're asking for is that this be divided off from that parcel that it was added on to, and that the commission allow a waiver of the, that we don't have to create a road as if we are creating a large subdivision. As far as the 1,000, we also need a variance for the 1,000-foot cul-de-sac. I would note that the road already is 1,000 feet, and even without this parcel, it would be 1,000 feet long to access the properties that it already accesses down at the end of the southern end of the road. Mr. Nowakowski is here to say a few words. Mr. Nowakowski, are you both you're the owner of the parcel to the south of this, which you originally joined?
I need you to give your name, if you would, please.
Ted Nowakowski, Jr.
Great, thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
You are the owner of the property to the south?
Yes, I am.
And who do you own that with?
I own that with my son.
And your wife's a part of the office?
My wife also, yes.
And shore property maintenance, who are the owners of shore property maintenance?
It's a sole member LLC, and I'm the sole member.
What the parcel is to the south of this 5.7 acre piece is a part of right now, what is that parcel used for?
It's where I run my landscape and irrigation company. I have my nursery there, keep all my vehicles there. I have three buildings there.
The 5.7 acres we're talking about here, is it improved with any buildings right now?
No.
What do you use that for?
I have an impoundment there where I hunt waterfowl. And my sole reason for doing this is if I someday decide to sell my business, I don't want to ever sell this 5.5 acre parcel. I want to retain that and give that to my children.
Are you using that parcel now? Are you using the private road to get to that
parcel? Yes, I come in and out there sometimes. But normally I access it from my other parcel.
But you sometimes come the other way?
Yes.
Too.
Yes.
How long have you known Mr. Hurdle?
Oh, God. Probably 20 years.
And he's given you permission to
yes.
use it, continue using it?
Yes. And I have agreed, as far as I know, there is no maintenance done to the road. But if maintenance needs to be done to the road, I will do my fair share.
This is not a question for Mr. Nowakowski. This is just me making the statement. In searching the title, from what I can tell about this road, there's never a formal recorded plot plan creating the road. The deeds going back in the chain where these lots were out conveyed back a number of years. It was a long time ago. There was no one in this commission did that. They just say adjoining a 50-foot road, adjoining a 50-foot private road. And that's what it is, and it's approved. It's a gravel road that goes down to the parcel.
Okay. All right, Jim.
All we have. Thank you.
Stand by for a second. We'll see if there's anyone here that has any questions, and start with you there, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate having the opportunity to go first all the time.
Well, you're the busiest man here tonight, I believe.
So just for clarification, this is really a subdivision off of lot number 3?
Yes.
Is that correct? And at the current time, there's not any buildings or any structures on this property?
No.
Correct.
I have no further questions. I think everything's been answered by their presentation.
All right.
So you're just really keeping it so you can hunt on it?
Yes, sir.
No further questions? That's a noble cause.
No questions.
Mr. Ross.
Would you be willing to sign a formal maintenance agreement on that road, the joint road?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And then are you going to place a restrictive covenant on the 5 acres of any kind?
Meaning that I would never build on it or so on and so forth? Or
put any restrictions on the 5 acres that it just remained in hunting or any restrictions on your heirs when you do pass it on?
Well, I hate to put a restriction like that on my 3 children.
Just
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, that's what I'm going to do with it for the rest of my life.
Right. I understand. No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Was part of your question asking if he would object to a no subdivision clause?
No further subdivision.
Right. Why I ask that is because if you propose to subdivide, we go back into the same thing we're here for now.
Right.
We got to go back through the public hearing, go back through the maintenance issue, the construction of the street, et cetera, because it's getting to a point where I think there's already 4 lots served by that parcel, counting yours, 3 plus yours.
Where I am now?
You're the 4th, I think. Is
yes.
that right?
Yes.
So then if you're asking for a waiver and it's granted, then if somebody wanted to subdivide, they have to go through the same process.
Correct. Right. But let's say Lawrence, at some point, my son or my daughter might want to build a house there. I mean, would I, by turning around and signing some type of restrictions, I mean, would I prohibit them from doing something like that?
Not if it stays in one parcel. I don't think we can. Yeah, but we could if it's with a no, not allowing it to be subdivided any further. That's
right. I don't ever want to.
So you'd end up with one house back there, not multiples.
Right.
The only thing I would, and that's fine. The only thing I would ask that if have a caveat that if it ever is a subdivision created there with the 50-foot right of way and improved road, he would have the option of being a part of that. But as long as it's a road that doesn't meet the county requirements, otherwise, I think it's perfectly reasonable to say that there won't be any further subdivision.
Right.
No further questions.
Mr. Lank, anything else?
No, that was my question.
Hey, Council?
No questions, thanks.
Okay, gentlemen, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of Subdivision 2011-2 Shore Property Maintenance LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to Subdivision Number 2011-2? Yes, ma'am, come on up. Wait till you get here. Yeah. Give us your name, and then you may have the floor.
Denise Bradford.
Okay.
I'm a little bit confused. You own 62.5 acres back there?
Yeah, okay. No. You need to direct your questions to us, and we'll direct.
My question is, where he's at now, how much land is there?
All right, how much land are we talking about, Mr. Lane?
5.724 acres.
Okay, where are the 62.5?
That was actually where that parcel originally came from Mr. Hurt.
Oh, okay.
This is only the 5.724 acres. Not the 62 is Mr. Hurdle's, previously Mr. Hurdle's property.
I thought the letter read that he was purchasing 62.5 acres. It was split into two lots.
It did. The person that prepared the ad misinterpreted the application.
Okay.
But it's really to allow this 5.724 acres to be a separate parcel, period.
Okay. All right. I was hoping he was going to build some trees to cut the wind down. I guess not.
We could ask him. All right. Thank you. Want to take a look at this? I mean, I'll be happy. Sure. In fact, you may have this one if you like. And that shows you, here's the parcel that's in question right here. I think this is the balance of the land you were thinking of. Right. And we apologize for the notice being incorrect. It was advertised in a much larger piece than what we're actually talking about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, ma'am. Yeah, take that with you. My compliments.
Yeah, I apologize. There's I referenced it when drilled. I read it. Mr. Chairman, I referenced that when I read it into the record, and I forgot to get more, a little bit better explanation of the size of the parcel.
I understand. Not a problem. Duly noted. Yes, sir.
And that actually happened to Mr. Lane. Did us not did us a favor, but he accommodated us by not requiring that we go have a brand new survey done. And I could see why when the person who advertised
that's okay.
saw that survey, yeah. they said, well, this must be well, it was an accommodation to us not to make us go get a new survey.
No harm, no foul. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Being none, we'll close the public hearing. We invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening and see if we make a decision or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is an ordinance amendment, an ordinance providing for the temporary extension of time for subdivision applications, conditional use applications, and residential planned community districts.
Does anybody, I just made the best of copies of this. Does anybody need copies of it? There you go.
For the benefit being that Mr. Chairman just read the title of the ordinance, I'll pass down copies of some correspondence we received, and I provide this copy for you. It came direct.
Sorry.
Gentlemen, this ordinance is one that has been mulled about a little bit by the Planning and Zoning Commission and I think County Council in terms of addressing the expiration of existing approved uses and also as a means to treat subdivisions and developments uniformly rather than through sort of the, I don't want to say ad hoc, but, you know, we kind of do them on a each time they come in front of us under, you know, other business on an agenda. This would take care of all of them at once, recognizing the circumstances of the economy and other things. Basically what it does is it gives an additional 2 years to any current approval, be that a preliminary approval or a final approval. So for right now, for example, if you had your preliminary approval, you would get two additional years on top of the 3 years that you have. Then once you get your final approval, you still have the same 5 years that you'd have. On. So it doesn't give you two-year periods. It only gives you 2 years on whatever approval you have right now as it stands. The way it was introduced to council, it would be 2 years retroactive back to January 1, 2010. So if you had a valid, say, preliminary approval on a subdivision as of January 1, 2010, say it was good through February 1 of 2010, you would get another 2 years from February 1, 2010 on that approval. You know, taking it another way, if it expired February 11th of 2011, you'd have 2 years from February 11, 2011. On your preliminary approval, those additional 2 years of validity. And that would apply to subdivisions, as I mentioned, for preliminary or final, RPCs,